stock market takes us on a wild ride.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Wall Street is hoping the last trading day of the week can make yesterday's roller coaster ride a distant memory. For a time yesterday, it looked as if the bottom fell out. In a span of 15 minutes, stocks plunged into an abyss never seen before, with the Dow losing nearly a tenth of its value. And then just like that, stocks came back. No one's quite sure what exactly happened, but there are theories. Some say a trader accidentally typed billions with a B instead of millions with an M. Others worry short sellers may have exploited computer trading systems. Still others say Greece was a worry. Marketplace's Brett Neely is with us live this morning from our studio in Washington to relive some of the panic from yesterday. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Steve.
So what have we learned about this big sell-off and rally? Do we know for sure that this was a glitch?
Well, one sign that this was a glitch is that a number of shares, including Accenture, briefly sold for a penny. The New York Stock Exchange has canceled some of the really wild trades during the freefall period, including trades for Apple, FedEx, 3M, and many other companies. Here's Georgetown University professor Jim Angel.
Fortunately, once the glitch was discovered and people started responding, we saw the markets responded as they should. But still, it's a situation which is leaving a lot of people a little shell-shocked.
We'll find out more about this blip heard around the world in the coming days. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodities Regulator are both investigating suspicious trades, and Congress also plans to hold hearings looking into what happened.
Are there any other factors other than Greece and glitches that people are blaming, Brett?
Well, there's another theory that has to do with the companies that run computerized programs that trade quickly and in high volumes. Yesterday was already a down and queasy day on the market, and some of those firms that use high-frequency trading had already shut down for the day because of the volatility on the market. They account for a big share of the market's volume, and so once they quit for the day, there were fewer buyers and sellers on the market, and when prices started collapsing, there just weren't as many traders around to buy up the cheap shares, which made things even more volatile.
And so what happens today?
If I knew, I'd be out making money and not talking to you.
Yes, you would.
So far this morning, markets worldwide have been down. But early trading suggests that here in the U.S. we may open higher than yesterday. A lot's really going to depend on the monthly unemployment numbers coming out in a few hours and whether they're strong or not.
All right. Marketplace's Brett Neely reporting from Washington. Brett, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do those numbers. As we mentioned, the Dow is down more than 350 points, more than 3.5%. Same for the S&P and NASDAQ yesterday. European markets are lower as well right now. Same for Asia. In Britain, no party has enough seats in Parliament to form a government after voters went to the polls there. That could leave current Prime Minister Gordon Brown, a member of the Labour Party, in power at 10 Downing Street if he can make a deal with Liberal Democrats. Meanwhile, the parliament in Greece has voted on drastic cuts to bring that nation's debt under control. Pay and retirement cuts and a big sales tax part of that plan, and the protests are still going on. And there's a vote in Germany today on approving their part of a $140 billion Greek bailout package. The Germans are contributing a lion's share of that rescue. But the timing is bad for Chancellor Angela Merkel. There is an important state election this weekend, and her party could pay a big price for Greece's financial woes. From Berlin, reporter Kyle James reports.
Angela Merkel had a tough job this week, trying to sell the Germans on the necessity of the Greek rescue plan.
Es geht nicht mehr und nicht weniger.
It's about nothing less than the very future of Europe and the future of Germany in Europe, she said in a speech to Parliament. But the majority of Germans oppose the bailout, and Merkel's party could suffer in Sunday's vote in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's most populous state. Gabi Schulten is a voter there.
When some other EU country gets in trouble, the government has money to help. But when our own towns need money, they say there isn't any. Something's not right.
To avoid a public backlash, Merkel had tried to delay the Greek bailout until after these elections. But political scientist Gero Neugebauer says that hurt her reputation. Now voters see her as a big spender, or indecisive, or both.
They are puzzled, irritated, and they are longing for political leadership.
If Merkel's party loses this weekend, she also loses control of the upper house of parliament. That could make governing and her plans to reform Germany's tax and health systems a lot harder. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market.
Economists expect this morning's employment report to show around 200,000 new jobs were added in April. Now keep in mind, more than half are census jobs that are going to go away by midsummer. All told, the government has hired more than 500,000 census takers to go door to door. Those jobs, which can be part or full time, pay around $15 an hour. And they're not just for people who have been unemployed. Many already have day jobs. From Portland, Oregon, we have this snapshot of one store owner who's juggling census taking and working behind the cash register.
My name is Reese Prouty, and my business is called Eight Women. It's a gift lingerie shop. Being my own boss, I get to make my own hours. So if something that's going to pay me more is going on, I have a permanent note for the door that says, sorry if I missed you, but I've got a paying job today. For the census, those people who did not send in their form are now going to see many of us coming and knocking on the doors. And for me, it's fairly easy to stick it in with running my shop. We are to leave a notice of visit, which tells them a number where they can reach us. The other day, I actually had somebody call while I was in the middle of a sale, and the woman was quite okay with hanging out, because once I've got them on the phone, I don't want to let them go.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, by the way, put that audio postcard together for us. Share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.